How did I pick CML as my endpoint? Well, I wanted a radiogenic cancer that was as simple as possible, yet prevalent enough that a dose response could be detected among the ABOM survivors.
ABLE has a very large intron at about 300 kb. This provides a large target for BCR-ABLE translocations, which, after splicing out the intron, will produce the same chimeric protein product and thus the same clinical disease. This may explain why CML is somewhat unique in being both homogeneous and prevalent. The other radiation-induced leukemias don't have this. AML and ALL are prevalent, but are not homogeneous. They consist of many different subtypes. APL is a subtype of AML, but it's not prevalent enough to be detected among the ABOM survivors. We need prevalence to use the ABOM data, and we need homogeneity to use endpoint-specific molecular data. Why am I interested in just leukemias? Well, compared to solid tumors, leukemias have rapid kinetics. The excess risk of leukemias rises soon after the exposure and falls back to zero in about 15 years for CML and about 25 years for AML. So the entire time course of the excess risk sits within the visible range of a human lifetime. For solid tumors, the excess risk is much slower to rise, so many people die off before we ever get to the rest of the curve. So we never really know what it looks like. Why are leukemias induced much sooner than solid tumors? Well, my guess here is that since white blood cells go in and out of tissues naturally for a living, they don't need to go through as many stages to become malignant. I'll skip these last 2 points.